I've got Steve Andrews on the line. He's made his way home, or nearly home, from the Black Dog Ride in Central Australia. Thanks for talking to us, mate.
Great to hear from you, Greg.
So tell us about this year. How did it go?
Oh, look, it was fantastic on a number of levels. I mean, it's great to get on the bike and go for a decent ride. I've been spent far too long on the computer lately. We've certainly raised a lot of money. I think we're up around $250,000 we've raised on this ride.
Fantastic.
And the principal mission to raise awareness of depression and suicide prevention, I feel we've been really successful. I think we are in each ride, but this time we had more riders. I think we interacted with more communities along the way, and we were very fortunate to have the resources of the Channel 9 Today Show behind us this year, which just lifted the exposure of the ride to a completely new level.
Well, I remember reading about the involvement of Channel 9, and I thought then that you're right. It's amazing the amount of exposure you guys have got this year.
Oh, all of the riders kept saying to me, oh, I'm getting texts from home, I'm getting texts from friends, I'm getting texts from work, or messages saying, we've seen Black Dog Ride on the Today Show or on the news reports that Simon Boder was sending back, and it was just amazing. I mean, Simon Boder told me this morning that the Channel 9 reporter that came with us on the ride, he said that his blog on 9MSN was getting something like $130,000 hits a day.
Wow.
Which is massive.
It certainly is. And clearly he enjoyed it. I mean, I did talk to Angry Anderson after the last time we chatted, and he was really pumped up about going. So I can't imagine how the Channel 9 people must have felt seeing all of those people and seeing the community interact with you guys.
It was fantastic. And look, Simon Boder is a top bloke. He was quite funny, actually. He was riding in towards Alice, and he'd been really busy on the ride, not just doing the ride, which is, I think, the longest ride he's certainly ever done, but he was actually having to send back news reports on a regular basis and you know, get before the camera, which he's obviously used to doing, but it's quite time-consuming. And he just said he was actually feeling a bit sad that he couldn't keep riding. He was just loving it so much.
Is he a long-term rider, or is this something he's just taken up recently?
Look, to be honest, I'm not sure how long he's been riding. I don't think it's brand new. I he might be like, you know, some of us more mature riders who leave it for a while and in family times and then come back. But I don't actually, to be honest, know his story. But no, he's an accomplished rider, and he just loved the ride, as I think all of the riders did. We had one fairly hellish day between Port Augusta and Cooper Pedy, where the old biker's friend, the side wind, was coming in at a force 10 gale, and you know, you're sort of riding along at 45 degrees, and everyone was absolutely buggered by the time we got to Cooper Pedy. But you know, you probably know as a rider, that there's actually a certain sense of achievement when you've been through a day like that on the bike, and nothing but a cold beer and a bit of a yarn with some of the other riders can't fix. And the next day we had riding from Cooper Pedy up to Alice, which is a nice ride. The countryside changes a bit, and that's especially when you come up near Alice. And we had blue skies, you know, a bit of a tailing wind, and 24 degrees or something. It was just superb.
Sounds awesome. Now, you did mention you've been on a little bit of a ride. How far is it from Perth to the Alice?
Look, I think it's about 3,700 kilometres. I think the Sydney guys, it's a bit over 3 for them, 3.2 or something. And everyone's, apart from Darwin and to a lesser extent, South Australian riders, so we actually sent them on a bit of a meandering route to get them to Alice Springs. We sent them down to Mount Gambier and right through the countryside, because we really, you know, in the country, as you probably know, there was a lot of suicide, particularly in the rural communities where they might have been doing it tough. And so we quite deliberately sent them down that way, and they were happy to do it. So I think their ride was, you know, about 2,500 or something. So yeah, everyone had a good ride.
And so how many actually turned up at your campsite in Central Australia?
By the time we got there, we did try to take exact counts. It's almost impossible, but it was over 200, and we think it was about 220 in total on the final day there. And we went through the centre of Alice Springs and ended up riding through the mall under police escort to a park where we addressed the, well, the mayor welcomed us to the town, and we addressed the community, and we had over 200 doing that. It was it was a great finale to a fantastic ride.
Angry Anderson made it okay?
Angry made it okay, yes. I think it's the longest ride he's ever been on, and but he made it well and truly, and I think he thoroughly enjoyed himself. And he certainly rocked the house on the final night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. He was actually looking forward to that part of it as well.
Yeah, mate, it was fantastic. And we were very fortunate to get some local musicians who'd spent a bit of time learning some of Angry's work, and they backed him, and he was very impressed with them, actually. He said he might even do it again next year. And they really got the place jumping on the final night there, and I think a great time was had by all, including Angry.
No, that sounds just terrific, mate, and you must be really pleased that you're getting not only such a good turnout for such a long ride, but also the coverage that you're getting and the awareness you're creating from it is just phenomenal.
It is, Greg, thank you. And look, we set about trying to start the conversation to get people to talk about a subject which isn't easily talked about, and I think we're achieving that, and we're making inroads.
Well done, mate. Congratulations, and I hope you get home the last 60 k's okay.
Yeah, I'm not liking the traffic down much, but we're sort of approaching the outskirts of Perth, but you've got to live with that, I suppose.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you, Greg.